at the very beginning of World War II, there were several young Japanese Americans working on the Union Pacific at Como Station, just down the hill and close to the railroad tracks where the fossil cabin is located. And the young men ran the risk of being sent off to a place like Heart Mountain for relocation purposes. But the story goes that the Boylans hired several of these young men after they had been fired by the railroad, because again, the railroad wasn't supposed to hire anybody of Japanese American origin for fear of sabotage, which was, of course, ridiculous. But they hired these young men to work at their gas station. And years and years later, I've talked to local people who remember those young men, and they say, oh, yes, they were Samoans. The Boylans would always say, oh, I have these young men from Samoa that are working at the gas station. And of course, if you look up their names in the census, they're distinctly not Samoan names. They're definitely names of Japanese origin, but they were able to, in essence, provide some employment and some protection for these young men during the hysterical time of World War II, when everyone of Japanese American ancestry was suspect. I mean, what would be a better way to describe them as Samoans? Because obviously it's American Samoa. And how many people in that part of Wyoming has ever seen anybody from Samoa? And what are the chances of anybody from Samoa during World War II to drive through on the Lincoln Highway and stop at the fossil cabin and be introduced to those guys as Samoans? There's just no chance. So it was a pretty smooth way to conceal their ethnicity. And I think a pretty interesting example of how in lots of parts of Wyoming, the whole strategy behind the relocation centers was not universally acceptable on the part of a lot of people in Wyoming. And of course, after the war, a couple of those young men came to Laramie and enrolled at UW. And I haven't checked this out yet, but I've been told that one of them returned to California to medical school and became a well-known physician in Northern California until his death just a few years ago.